you love the kinds of artists that we spin here on the station, then you're going to love this next segment. It is the Monday Daily Gig Guide, where I'm going to be joined, well, I suppose I already am joined in the studio by Oscar Byrne. He's a keen punter of local gigs, and essentially he's going to give a recap or a rundown of gigs he's been to recently. Often he asks me to do the same, but I'm going to be honest with you, mate. I haven't been to a gig in a while, Oscar.
Guess you haven't been able to.
That's it. That's exactly right. But in any case, give us a rundown of some of the shows that are happening. What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, I was lucky enough, actually, on the road trip. I talked about it a bit before. I saw the Chats.
Yep.
Which was cool. We didn't get to catch any local shows. There just wasn't really anything happening. But the Chats were great. We went to the Trifid. Always cool to go to a venue in a different city.
Yeah.
Especially when it's iconic as that. It was like watching...
Yeah, I've never been to the Trifid. I've only ever heard good things. To be fair, I've only been to Brisbane once ever.
Yeah. Well, if you're ever back again, definitely see anyone there, because it's an iconic venue. Like Regurgitator used to rehearse there. Powderfinger, all these like iconic...
Powderfinger, the Go-Betweens.
Yeah, all these iconic Brisbane bands. But it was like watching a show in a metal can.
Yep.
It's like a big kind of like a cylinder can.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really cool though. It doesn't get much more like, punk rock.
Like, what's it called? Like corrugated iron.
Yeah, literally, like a big can. It doesn't get much more punk rock than watching a Chat show in a big can.
Yeah, absolutely, in a sweatbox. Yeah. Love that.
A big VB can.
All right, Oscar, what's next?
Coming up this week, so we've got a band called the Floodlights, who I actually discovered through 2SER.
Yeah.
Very similar to a lot of the bands we play here, kind of that like very Australiana, classic punk rock sound.
Yeah,
that like very like catchy 80s alternative sound. They'll be playing two shows at the Lansdowne.
Bit of Aussie punk revival, similar to that of another Brisbane band, The Saints.
Great band.
Yeah.
Say one of the best bands to come out of Queensland. But yeah, they'll be playing two shows at the Lansdowne. I'm pretty sure the first one is sold out. Jump on for the second one. I think it'll sell out. I'm going to grab a ticket later on, I think. But definitely worth checking out. They'll be promoting their new album. Definitely worth checking out. The second show on Sunday. Sunday is action-packed.
Yep.
There's another installment of Sunday set lists.
Yep.
You got to definitely check one of those out. It's been going on for, about 2 months.
Yep.
And it's a really good, like, local bands, three stages. You've been to the factory, you know what it's like.
Yeah.
Nice big courtyard area.
Yep.
You get two drinks and your ticket. It's well worth checking out. So this is a massive day of music from 1:30 to 10:30 with a little break in between.
Oscar, that's a lot of time to be seeing bands and all that kind of stuff, especially in the hot, hot Australian summer sun. Oh, boy.
But a few bevs, and if you need your fix, if you haven't been, I mean, you haven't been to a gig in a while, maybe.
I work weekends as well, so it's so tough to get out to gigs. And if I do, then I really pay the price for it the next day if I'm up early.
Yeah.
Back in
especially on a Sunday, I guess, if you're,
that's exactly
you're
right.
Back in here on a Monday.
And then I'm in here on a Monday, and then sometimes again on the Tuesday. And
And you never want to be hungover on the Monday daily. I've never done that.
And I never have been.
Neither have I. It's the complete truth. But yeah, no, for the first little installment, it's 1:30 to 5:30. We've got Red Revel. Kind of like if you're into that jazz, funky revival sound, definitely get your boogie on from your seat, have a little squirm around. The Spook Kooks, if you're into your indie rock, and China Tiger. I don't know if you've listened to them.
Yep, they get a spin here on the station.
Yeah,
as well.
I've heard their new single. It's going to be a big day. And then after that, you have a little break, get a few beers, and then there's another three acts, Orange Passiona. Passiona, I don't think I've said, how do you pronounce that?
Passiona.
Passiona, yeah, that's correct.
The Kirk's classic.
Yeah, if you're a fan of like Lime Cordiale or Ocean Alley, that like big Northern Beaches sound.
Yeah, I get you, a bit of like syncopated rock.
Definitely, yeah.
Syncopated reggae rock of sorts.
Yeah, you can boogie to that in your seat. And then that will be followed by Pentaguino, who are also like a bit more neo-soul. And then finishing off the night, Jordan Kenny Band, Bring It Down a little bit, a bit more folky.
Yep.
Definitely, I mean, you need to chill out
sultry
after
sounds.
That. Yeah, sultry sounds.
Get
after
you back down to earth.
Bring you down, maybe.
Yep.
For get you in the mood for bed or on the travel.
And the long walk back to any public transport or train stations from the Factory Theatre, which is the only thing it doesn't have going for it.
That's very true.
But outside of that, sounds fantastic stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely an action-packed weekend, and definitely check out live music while I guess we still can. And stay safe. Did that sound a bit grim?
Thanks for joining, Oscar.
Thanks for having me.
Alrighty, cheers. That was the Monday Daily Gig Guide with our lovely Monday Daily producer, Oscar, giving us a rundown of some gigs he's been to recently and some gigs that you yourself might want to get to in the coming weeks.